Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Give him the glory that is due unto his name. Father, we say thank you, and blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In this service this morning, it is testimony time. Shall we declare loud and clear my breakthrough time? Please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies, and you shall be next to share yours. Number one, supernatural conception via kingdom advancement. After I got married last year, I conceived immediately but lost the baby. And since then, conception has become a challenge. There were several suggestions from friends and well-wishers which were not productive. Then I had God's servant say, children are either a gift or a reward for divine service. Then during the all night, before the commencement of Operation 615, I had Papa say, it is foolishness to be doing the same thing over again and expect different results. He said, there is no devil anywhere, but there is ignorance everywhere. Take responsibility over your challenges and see yourself emerge victorious. I settled down with the word and bought a lot of literatures written by Papa and started devouring them. Then during Operation 615, I engaged fervently, going out for soul winning. I prayed till I lost my voice. Then during the Covenant Day of Fruitfulness, I wrote the names of my children and danced like never before, believing it had been done. Immediately after the enthronement service, I fell ill. I did not know I was pregnant. I stood up, took my bath, and rushed to the hospital to undergo a pregnancy test, and it came out positive. Bigger, bigger, bigger for Jesus. And the testifier is Mrs. Joy Chidi. Number two, financial breakthrough via soul winning. When Bishop Oyedepo instructed us to win souls for Christ during the 7 weeks of divine visitation, I asked God while praying how much he would pay per soul won and established. The Holy Ghost told me to name a price, and I said, 1 million per soul. After the first soul was won and established, I made 1 million naira from a business venture after 1 year of stagnation. I believe Jesus deserves our praise this morning. I immediately won and established another soul, and God responded with 1.1 million naira business breakthrough. I won and established the third and fourth souls, and God gave me 1.2 million and 950,000 profits for my business ventures. I also, for a clapping, we can make it bigger for Jesus. Also, I quoted for a contract but was offered an amount less than what I asked for. Later, I was invited to the organization to negotiate, but I insisted on my initial cost. Miraculously, the contract that was worth millions of naira was awarded to me at my own cost. I give God all the glory. And the testifier is GDS. Please let's rise together this morning and give Jesus a big, big, big hand for all of these great, marvelous works.
Give the Lord a big, big clap offering. Amen. Lift up your two hands to heaven and let's together give God thanks for today. Give him thanks for another morning. Give him thanks for his grace that brought you and I up into his presence this morning. Celebrate and magnify him. Do that in words. And lift up your two hands as you do it. Do that in words. And lift up your two hands as you do it. Do that in words. And do that with your hands lifted up. Father, thank you for waking me up again this morning. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for a good hand upon my life. Thank you for a good hand upon my life. Thank you for making me a part of this ever-winning army. I give you all the glory, give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. He opens my ear morning by morning. He opens my ears to hear. The Lord has opened my ear. Lord, that's what to do. Now this morning, open my ears. I want to hear from you. Open my ears. I want to hear from you. Open my ears. I want to hear from you. Open my ears, Jesus. I want to hear from you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Without me, ye can do nothing. So anything that is worth a thing is a doing of the Lord. We are where we are today by the doing of the Lord. We are who we are as individuals and as a people, a church family, by the doing of the Lord. Now, furthermore, anything marvelous in a believer's life, anything marvelous among God's people is the doing of the Lord. So what we saw yesterday is the doing of the Lord. Amen. Again, lift up your two hands. Thank you for your marvelous works in our midst. Thank you for your marvelous works in my life. Come on now, give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus, for your doings in our midst and your doings in my life. I give you glory. I give you praise. And blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. You see, giving thanks genuinely, deliberately, heartily, always wins the heart of God. While they are not ten cleansed, we are what? Denying. If you don't give glory to my name, I'll cause your blessings. So it touches the heart of God. Genuine thanksgiving touches the heart of God to preserve his blessings in our lives. To perfect his blessings in our lives. And to keep multiplying his blessings in our lives. If you are not a genuine thanksgiver, you are the one blocking your way forward. The one that came back, he moved him forward. Others were cleansed, now you are made whole. Praise God. Thanksgiving moves God's people forward. What we saw yesterday is not the doing of this church, nor the doing of our leaders or your leader. The leader of the leaders is the doing of the Lord. And he's worthy of thanks and praise. Come on, give him praise. Give him glory and praise. Give him a shout of triumph. Amen. Well, what we had yesterday was first round dance. The real dance is on Sunday. Amen. The real dance, the real foundation dance, where all of the saints will be gathered, is coming on Sunday. Because many have their assignments here and there, and I admonish that they stay on there. But we are coming on Sunday, the foundation is on, and dance, the second round dance. We can't tell how many round of dance we follow, but we dance the second round dance on Sunday. Are you excited about that? Give the Lord the biggest clap offering. Amen. Please get seated. Amen. It's only in heaven we are going to know what thanksgiving has done in this commission. We had a wonder 1 week-long crusade, November 1983, 21 to 28, city-wide healing and revival week. The highest attendance was 63. What a crusade. Out of that 63, 24 came from our home base. So you can imagine the number that came to sympathize with us. We were done with that crusade. All the glory must be to the Lord. I said, wait a minute. He's giving us the city. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. We took it by thanksgiving. We touched his heart. He said, I give it to you. All the demons in hell knew we took that city. Praise God. Please get addicted to a life of thanksgiving, as he's made us to be by grace in this commission. The cheapest way to touch the heart of God is to appreciate the operation of his hand in your life. He said, because they regard not the works of the Lord, neither the operation of his hand, it would destroy them, it would not build them up. Psalm 28 and verse 5. No one here shall be destroyed. Paul said, I am what I am. Not because I'm a lawyer. I am what I am. Some fellows thought Paul is so learned, that's why he made such impact. Nonsense. Paul was so engraced. That's what resulted in that impact. Nothing else. You are not where you are because you are smart. Smarter people than you have gone. You are not saved because you are strong. Grace just found you. What found you? Some fellows had the same message you had, the same day you got saved. It didn't touch them. They even eased and insulted the preacher. These fellows, they think we are. No, I'm not a dumb one. I'm sound. The same day you got saved, and joy fill your heart. Sorrow fill somebody's heart. Grace just found you. What found you? Please, let's remain ever thankful. Without his grace, you'll never be where you are and never be where I am. To him be all the praise. I said, to him be all the praise. To him be all the praise. Awesome God. We sat in the meeting. Dr. Freddie Casey Price was there at Durba Hotel. And the Lord said to me, I want you to put a sanctuary at the new site. I said, yes, sir. We go to the airport. He said, I want to go and lay the foundation now. Yes, sir. Any budget? No. So we went and laid the foundation same day. I mean, set did something same day and asked them to do this building in 2 weeks. And he did. So who gets the glory? Who gave the commandment? Who made the supplies? Who gave the speed? Okay, what have you done? Nothing. You say, what did you give? I can't remember. What did I have? Did that stop any food on your table? No. Nobody fed it in my house. We were building, we were plastering at the same time. God of wonders. God will surprise you. So get set for diverse visitations in your walk with God. It's never ending if you won't stop walking. It's never ending. His ways and acts are new every morning. The next few weeks, before this operation is over, you will have definite encounters with God. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, what is happening is not my doing, it's not our doing, it's the doing of the Lord. Give him a big hand of praise. Engaging the wisdom from above towards massive harvest of souls into the kingdom. We are fishers of men, and fishing requires strategy. You don't just go to buy net and go to the sea and between it. You need to know how to make up the net, where to cast the net so you don't get drowned, when to cast the net. You study the conditions on the sea and when it's calm enough for you to cast your net so you won't cast yourself into the river, to the sea and get away. Strategy. No one succeeds as a fisherman without engaging fishing strategies. No one succeeds as a fisherman without engaging fishing strategies. And so we need heavenly wisdom to maximize our fishing enterprise. We are fishers of men. We need, amen. He that winneth souls must be wise. Proverbs 11:30. And the word says, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, because they will succeed in turning many to righteousness. They turn many to righteousness, and they emerge as stars forever and ever. Daniel 12:3. So it takes wisdom. God gave me a word that just fired up the output of our outreaches in 2015. Now, Acts 3:26. I read Acts a long time. I read it fasting. I read it praying, but I never saw it. He said, unto you first, God, having raised up Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away everyone of you from his iniquities. He sent him first to bless you. So he said, I've given you the gospel of blessing. So I get to a place and say, God sent me to bless you. You know, as my father sent me, so send I you. God sent me to bless you. In the name of Jesus, the year will be your best year. You'll be hearing amen from every corner. Everybody running with covered head, with open head, everybody. Affliction shall no longer become your companion. Amen. I begin to release those blessings from the heart. Not just let's talk. Now, we got to a place, you need to see how powerful the strategy was. Nobody was on the way coming. I said, turn on the microphone or public address system. I said, I'm here today, sent by God to proclaim a blessing of people who live in this area. In the name of Jesus, your days of sorrows are over. And they started coming from everywhere, whatever they were doing, they're just coming. You know what the baits do to fishes? It attracts them. By the gospel of blessings, people got out of drug addiction. Wisdom from above is what makes you a sharp threshing instrument. The Lord is going to put in your hand the word. that will enhance your output. You will have that word today. Then he gave me the word of light. You are once darkness, now are ye light in Christ. Can darkness stop the way against light? No. Can darkness torment light? No. So when you are born again, you are translated from the kingdom of darkness. You have now become children of light, and so darkness cannot torment you anymore. You want to be saved? Ah, my God, I want to be saved. Amen. Now watch. It's not just preaching. It's the word in season. The word in season. The word in season. Not the gospel of condemnation. No. The gospel of acceptability. God is looking for you. So he sent me to come and tell you he's been looking for you. He's been longing for you. It's your opportunity to be saved. How do we get it? By asking from the Lord. If any man lack wisdom, you don't know what else to do to improve your Lord, let him ask of God. If any man lack wisdom on what next to do, and now better to do what he's doing, let him ask of the Lord. Don't sit down and say, yeah, I've done my best. Look, you fail an exam, you fail. You have done your best. No, it's not tenable. Amen. You have done your best. Is that equal to pass mark? Many A-class people will emerge in kingdom advancement output this season. Yeah. By just simply asking the Lord. You know the reason why we remain at the same spot for so much? We too know. We know too much. We know too much. What should I have done that I've not done? You know, we over-celebrate what we know at the expense of what we don't know. And what we know is what brought us to where we are. It's what we don't know that will take us to where we are going next. So we need to go after what we don't know by asking the all-knowing God. By what? By simply asking the all-knowing God. Father, you are all-knowing. What to do next, I don't know. Two Sundays have passed. I've not been able to bring one person. What must I do? Which way should I go? Where's the harvest field waiting? What must I do? You see, we ask God and he shows us. We ask God and he shows us. We devised new strategy in my outreach team this last week because we are constantly improving on how better, how much we can get better results, which way to go, and all that and all that. Standing in God's presence and receiving insight from above that will improve our lot. You will not labor in vain. If you take a stick and your task is to fell a tree, the stick will break. Your hand will pain you. You take another, you can take 50 sticks. It won't cut that tree. It won't bring it down. But get a proper knife, a proper cutlass, and you sharpen it. See, me think when you are sharpening it, and then you come back. Thank you, Jesus. Why the man using stick is dying? The tree is down. You won't labor in vain. Your energy will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus. Well, all this will happen if you truly have a passion to see souls saved. Now, we attract wisdom of above, among others, through meditation. Through what? Oh Lord, how love I thy law is my meditation all the day. Amen. Thou through thy commandments, Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100, you have made me wiser than my enemies because they are ever with me. I have more understanding than my teachers because thy testimonies are my meditation. I'm not being entertained by your testimonies. I'm meditating on them to know which way to go myself. I understand more than the ancients because I keep my findings that I make through my meditations. So we attract wisdom from above by the wisdom from above that others have engaged with and have gotten results. Praise God. Amen. Now, help me say this. My God is a lover of multitudes. I said, I'm going to make my contribution to bring in multitudes. I'm honoring him. And he that honors me, I will honor. I will honor. Your year of honor has finally come. No one will identify with any form of reproach anymore. Your year of honor is here. He said, and the multitude of people is the king's honor. And he's the king of kings and the lord of lords. So when you engage with the task of bringing people into his house to turn the place into multitudes, you are honoring him, and he that honors him, he will honor. Your time of honor is here. Amen. Now, God does not reward membership. He rewards only stewardship. Everyone shall be rewarded according to his membership. No, according to his own labor. God does not reward membership. He rewards only stewardship. Now, just imagine, and then we close, that only 50% of people in this church are committed to bringing one person. We need 2 Sundays to double the attendance. We need how many? Now, if 25% only, are genuinely committed and under necessity brings in four people, we are double the number in 1 Sunday. In how many? And so that tells you the level of engagement of individuals in a kingdom task. Somebody is praying, another one has never prayed. All the prayer manual given to them is just kept neatly for their children and children's children to know that they were winners. Amen. Now, some have never invited anybody. Invitation only, sir. Invitation only. Have never invited anybody. They think they are doing it for Papa. My God. They think so. But not you. You are thinking of that. You are thinking right now. You are thinking right now. You are thinking right now. I've been jumping about like this virtually all my life. I wasn't a pastor of a church. Jumping. I'm not jumping for a crowd to come to church. I'm jumping to get people into the kingdom. And it's working for me. I've never begged. If I do, ask anyone. Did he beg from you? Somebody's soul is being rewritten right now. All we are doing is we're on a rescue mission. Get people out of the torture and torments of the wicked. Bring them to the love of their soul so they can live a life of freemen, a life of many. And make heaven at the end. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest clap offering. Amen. Say with me one more time. God does not reward membership. He only rewards stewardship. God does not reward membership. He only rewards stewardship. Man, listen, God does not reward leadership. Say it with me. He only rewards stewardship. God does not reward ordination. I'm ordained. Now, we are all ordained. He said, I've chosen you and I've ordained you that you go and bring forth fruit. Every fruit bearer is an ordained member of the body of Christ. Amen. There's no harassment. I'm ordained. Amen. Are you more ordained than anybody else? Because every soul winner is ordained by God, not by Papa. By God. Which ordination is stronger? The one by God or the one by Papa? Every soul winner is God ordained. God. That's why it passes the ordained, many ordained, and goes to the world, the unordained. We had the funny thing, some of our brethren that are helping to pastor some of the church, they say they are brothers. I say, are the other ones sisters? I say, why are they brothers? They are not ordained. I say, who told you? Amen. He called me to this apostolic ministry without me knowing that there's any for any ordination in my life. Amen. If you check our accounts, you find Brother David. You find the account there. He's not Apostle David. Praise God. God will surprise you. You don't need to be known by any man. Whatever he sees you doing in secret, he will reward openly. Lift up your two hands and speak to these next 2 days, today and tomorrow. Lord, make me an effective, sharp, threshing instrument. Grant me access to heavenly wisdom that will enhance my output. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our covenant day of protection is next Sunday. Everybody's looking for how to be shielded from the arrows of the wicked. Market it with all your being. Stretch forth your hands. Call for the breath of the Holy Ghost to come afresh upon these flyers. Turn them to effective sickles of harvest and drafting multitudes into the kingdom to the glory and praise of our God. In Jesus' name. The same goes over all of our tracts. Everyone holding them now is coming under conviction. Everyone that we yet receive between now and tomorrow will come under conviction. Well, tomorrow evening there shall be mammoth in garden at the WSF centers. And on Sunday there will be no room in the inn. It shall be a holy invasion in the name of Jesus. Be openly rewarded. Before this operation is over, you are a man and a woman to be wondered at. Lift up your hands, give him thanks and praise.
Lift your hand and lift your voice and give glory to God this morning. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. And give him the adoration. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. He's worthy. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of adoration. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. Thank you and thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the adoration. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do. The flyers are available. Please pick up what you require in advertising Jesus.